Thanks so much for doing your part to financially support your public radio station. Media has never been more impactful in wiring the outlook of our young people and shaping the way people of all strata in our society see the world around us. Today, on this special fundraising edition of Travel with Rick Steves, we're recognizing why public radio is an oasis of calm and balanced thoughtfulness in our media landscape. Public radio, like travel, broadens our perspective. It lets us hear different narratives. It promotes critical thinking, understanding, empathy, and compassion in a world that could, frankly, use more of it. Today on Travel with Rick Steves, we're listening to highlights of a talk I gave in which I share stories and lessons from my decades on the road. These are stories about how, by traveling, I got out of my comfort zone and got to know people who see things differently than I do. I'm so glad you're able to join us today for these highlights from my talk called Travel as a Political Act.
When I started traveling, when I flew to Europe, people said, Bon voyage! Now what do they say? Have a safe trip. We'll pray for you. Do you think it's a good idea, considering all the stuff that's going on over there? When people tell me have a safe trip, I want to tell them you have a safe stay at home. because you don't quite get it, but where I'm going is safer than where you're staying. I mean, statistics are an option these days to like embrace statistics. But statistically, there's no question about it. It is safer to go to Europe than to stay at home. In fact, if you care about your loved ones, if you care about your children, you will take them to Europe tomorrow. Because it's dangerous walking down the streets here. This is important for America to get a grip. Fear is for people who don't get out very much. The flip side of fear is understanding, and we gain understanding when we travel. That's really important these days. The irony is, the most fearful people in our country are the people that don't have passports. They're the ones buried in the middle of this great nation. And if they had their way and everybody stayed home and we just built really big walls, someday we'd have reason to be afraid. There's 96% of humanity out there. We got to either play ball or dig in here. That's the only option, really. Lately, one of my big goals is just trying to help Americans step beyond Orlando. Many people have been to Orlando 5 or 6 times, Disney World, and they'll go again. And they don't know what's outside of our borders. And it's just, it's not wrong, but you could try Portugal. It's not any more expensive. The food's great. The welcome's warm and friendly. And it's just so exciting to help people leap beyond fantasy world. I just love to go to a place where I'm the oddball. And it's a humbling thing. You realize we are not the norm. I'm just going to check here. And we are a fairly homogenous group. And that's normal. I mean, we tend to, it's more comfortable to party and hang out with people that, you know, have the same heritage as we do. But it is so instructive. It is so invigorating to recognize that we're not the norm. People who sit on a toilet are the oddballs on this planet. I've been on airplanes where they have a stick figure decal over the toilet instructing people not to stand on the rim and squat over it. You'd think we were the norm, but we're not. And that's something to celebrate. We are exceptional, but no more exceptional than anybody else. I was in Italy recently, and this little kid was staring at me. It's kind of rude. Finally, his dad said, "Excuse my son, he stares at Americans." I said, "Well, why is that?" And he said, "Well, last week we were at McDonald's having our hamburger, and my son, noticing the fluffy white bun, said, 'Dad, why do Americans have such soft bread?' And the dad said, 'Son, it's because Americans have no teeth.'" And the kid was confused, and he was looking at this tourist to see if I had any teeth. I showed him my teeth to overcome that little bit of misunderstanding between people. I don't think the dad meant anything by that. I think that's just what dads do when they're out with the kids. They say silly things to entertain themselves. I certainly did. And it's just so fun when you travel that you stumble onto these ridiculous misperceptions that people have. And it reminds me that I've got ridiculous misperceptions of other people. When we travel, we humanize each other. It makes it tougher for their propaganda to demonize us, and it makes it tougher for our propaganda to dehumanize them. What's not to like about that? What's not to like about that? One of my favorite countries to travel in is Ireland. And I think in part because in Ireland, I enjoy the sensation of understanding a foreign language. I wish I spoke a foreign language, but I don't. But in Ireland, they have this wonderful gift of gab, this art of conversation, and they just love to talk. And I'll tell you, when you're in Ireland, you've hit the jackpot when you make friends and you get into a conversation. And you'll get the most interesting times on the far west of Ireland, where they stand on the bluff and they gaze out at the Atlantic and they say, the next parish over is Boston, all right? And this is a Gaeltacht. A Gaeltacht is a national park for the preservation of the traditional culture, where the government is actually subsidizing small farms and traditional ways of life and people speaking Gaelic. So the big city kids have some place to go in the summer to see from where they came culturally. My personal theory about why Irish is so interesting, Irish people are so interesting to talk to, is because they speak Irish as a first language. The typical tourist wouldn't know it. They're talking to each other in Irish. And then when I step up to them, they turn to me without missing a beat and talk in English. And when I say goodbye, they slip back into their Irish. But there's a lot of people that think in Irish. I don't care what your schedule is that day. If you get into a conversation with these guys, that's where it's at. I was talking to these guys. After a while, I asked the guy, asked him, were you born here? He said, no, it was about 5 miles down the road. Later on, I asked him, have you lived here all your life? He said, not yet.
I never get tired of laughing with and learning from people whose world looks so different from mine. I love to hear their stories, their jokes and proverbs, their histories, even the songs they teach their children. These are the wonderful strands of culture and humanity that we bring to you each week on Travel with Rick Steves, as we host conversations that broaden your worldview. We rely on public radio to sort out and try to stay up to date with the tumultuous political news in our country lately and to better understand the unprecedented challenges facing our nation today. Public radio sees us not as numbers on some ratings chart to boost advertising revenue, but as neighbors, as fellow citizens. Rather than make us fearful, it makes us smarter. And, as is becoming more clear than ever, reliable, fact-based information and media, driven not by a need to stoke its audience, but by a passion for covering important issues smartly, are essential to our democracy. This station is not a charity. It's a service that's more important than ever. If you're consuming this service and can't afford to help out, that's fine. It's public radio. It's for everybody. But if you're consuming this service and can afford to help out with a financial gift, it's the right thing to do. Please, if you haven't had a chance to do your part already, give us a call or go online right now. It's like the honor system. Consider what this station is worth to you, and then call in to support it at whatever level's comfortable. This station is a treasure, and it only happens with your support. Thank you.